Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Extra Point Show with Sneaky Joe DiBiase on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Rolling along on a Tuesday. It is a Tuesday, the post Memorial Day, back at work. Not for me. We got DeAndre Hopkins to talk about, so I'm loving being in here today. Especially, you know, if you're at work and you're like coming off that long weekend high and it's 80 degrees and sunny out, today you might have been like, oh, give me some rain today so I'm not like dreaming of being back outside by the water. I was at a beach yesterday. Weather turned out great, as it normally does on Memorial Day, so hopefully you had a great Memorial Day. Joe DiBiase on the Extra Point Show. No Sal Capaccio today. He'll be down on the practice field he'll be at Bills OTAs down in Orchard Park. So we'll hear from Sal a little bit later on, of course, and you can keep track from his Twitter at Sal Sports and at WGR550.com. We are going to hear from Bills offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey on the show today. He is scheduled to meet with the media around 10:30, so we'll plan to bring that back for you around 10:30 or maybe a little bit after, so we'll keep you updated on that. I'm looking forward to hearing from the Bills offensive coordinator a lot. He is the guy on the coaching staff that everybody is waiting to see what he's going to do this year more than anybody. Even McDermott with the new defensive play calling duties. It is a season to evaluate Ken Dorsey. We'll hear from him a little bit later on. Coverage of Bills OTAs on WGR is brought to you by M&M. You pull it. Less money for the parts, more money for your car. I want to get some basketball takes in a little bit later because my Denver Nuggets are in the finals. Eichel versus Reinhardt in the Stanley Cup final. We'll do a little bit more on that than basketball a little bit later on. But Hopkins, 803-0550 is the phone number. Zero wait minute time. You can call in right now and get right on if you want. And what I'll be trying to figure out how to do until Hopkins signs, or we have some indication from either the Bills or from some report that they're not in on DeAndre Hopkins, until I see that, or he signs somewhere else, what I'm going to be wanting to try to do is figure out how it would look with Hopkins in a Bills uniform. Not even as much whether or not he will sign. But, all right, they sign him. Now what? How will it look? How many targets? What is the offense? What's the shape of the offense? This whole offseason, so far, has been about Dalton Kincaid. It's been about more 12 personnel. How are they going to use two tight ends? Are they still going to incorporate Dawson Knox into the offense, despite the fact that they spent a first on Dalton Kincaid? How is it going to look, though, if Hopkins is here after all that? Trying to figure out if Kincaid's going to be a 50-target guy or a 70-target guy or a 90-target guy. What's his role going to be? And none of that has incorporated, oh, there's another star receiver that's going to come into the picture. Now there could be. Hopkins is available. He was cut by the Cardinals. I've got a conspiracy theory about the Cardinals, not even conspiracy, that I'll get to also a little bit later on. But now that he's available, and it sounds like, from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, that it's the Bills or the Chiefs. And very interestingly, the way Fowler puts it, this is from NBC Sports Edge. Fowler notes that he does not believe either team, talking about the Bills or Chiefs, are overly concerned about landing Hopkins, but that both would like to ensure Hopkins does not end up with the other team. That is putting a little voice to, would you sign a guy just to stop one of your biggest rivals from doing it too? And I think what you hear a lot of is, well, that's bad practice. And I think for the most part, that's usually correct. You don't want to sign a guy just because your main opponent is ready to do it. But I am not against stepping on the gas a little bit harder because you know, hey, Kansas City wants him. Hey, Cincinnati wants this guy. Baltimore wants this guy. Whoever you're making, Miami, the Jets, an opponent can cause you to be in on a player more so than, hey, if Atlanta was bidding against you. Well, it's Atlanta. He goes to Atlanta. He's not in my hair. I don't have to deal with him. This would be, if you don't sign him, you got to figure out how to cover him now. Good luck. You play them once in the regular season, and there's a very good chance they'll be in your way to getting back to getting to a Super Bowl. You might not play him in the playoffs. They didn't play the Chiefs last year in the playoffs, but the Chiefs would have been in the way. The roadblock to the Super Bowl usually goes through the Chiefs. And you let them get Hopkins? Well, good luck trying to figure out how to cover that guy. Last year they won the Super Bowl, and we're going to let them get a number one stud alpha wide receiver to go with Travis Kelce. Don't love that. This would actually even be a sort of opportunity to get ahead of Kansas City in that regard. Because for the whole existence of this rivalry, Bills and Chiefs, has there ever been a time where the Bills outranked Kansas City in terms of weapons? Has it ever happened? Because I might want to say it hasn't. But when Stephon Diggs first got here, that was a really good group of skill position players. Diggs is the one. Beasley was the slot guy. John Brown was the two. You had a young Gabe Davis ready off the bench at a moment's notice if anybody got hurt. Knox was, you know, in his second year at that point. He was better. They were in a good position. They were not as good as Kansas City. Kansas City had Kelce and a prime Tyreek Hill. And other guys, too, that contributed. But those two in particular, they were together until last season. And as long as they had those two, they had two true number one targets. The Bills never had more than Diggs. They never had a second alpha, if you will. So, for every year, Kansas City, outside of quarterback, at the skill position positions, weapons in general, they've always outranked the Bills. And even last year you might have thought, okay, this is an opportunity to get ahead of them. They have traded Tyreek Hill. What did Kansas City end up with? Kelce. And then Juju Smith-Schuster, who played really well for them all year. Not amazing, but really well for them all year. Reliable number two target. And then everything beyond that was kind of sparing, you know, that Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Like he, by the way, very similar production to Gabriel Davis. In reality, Valdes-Scantling and Gabriel Davis, I mean, let me look at Valdes-Scantling's season. I know in terms of receptions, yards per reception, drops, very similar seasons. Valdes-Scantling, 42 catches, 687 yards, 2 touchdowns. So definitely below Davis, but a lot of those efficiency numbers look very similar. Last year, maybe it's debatable, but even last year, maybe it was a push. I might want to give a slight edge to Kansas City, but maybe you could say it was a push. Never, though, in my opinion, if the Bills ever had a clear and distinct advantage just in terms of weaponry over Kansas City. If they sign DeAndre Hopkins, they leapfrog the Bills. if they don't sign DeAndre Hopkins, I think the Bills are in better shape. They lost Juju Smith-Schuster, and they replaced him with a second-round rookie in Rashee Rice. In fact, there was a story over the weekend. This is a quote that the Chiefs believe Kadarius Toney can be the number one type receiver that they're looking for this year. I like Kadarius Toney. In fact, I like Kadarius Toney a lot. I got him in fantasy all over the place. He has got some incredible metrics in terms of yards per route run and how often he gets the ball when he's on the field, how good he is with the ball in his hands. He is a special player, but he can't stay healthy. He can't stay healthy. And he has not been this type of player yet. It's only been 2 years, so, and he hasn't played a lot of games, so he hasn't had a ton of opportunity to, but he hasn't done it. That team right now is relying on him to be their number one wide receiver, a broken Kadarius Toney that they're hoping can stay healthy. You want them to be in that situation. The Bills should want them to be in that situation. Signing Hopkins would mean not only are you strengthening your own offense, which should be the core principle, the core reason why you're signing him in the first place, but a big chunk of the value of doing it is your biggest hurdle, the biggest roadblock you have to getting to the Super Bowl at one of the most important positions. You are guaranteeing that they will have uncertainty at that position. You control that if you can get Hopkins to sign. You can force them into that rabbit hole of, it's got to be Kadarius Toney. Better hope he stays healthy. The Bills can force the Chiefs into that if they can pull off signing Hopkins. And again, it's not the sole reason why I would want them to sign him, but it would be a reason. For sure. And it also, you know, should they sign him just because Kansas City wants to? Not just, again. But I've said this since McDermott got here. I want to copy the Chiefs at every turn. If they are trying to do something, I want to be in on that. They're not, you know, perfect. They don't do everything right. But I think the Chiefs have, you know, that's not just Mahomes. They've kind of figured out how offense works in the NFL. Andy Reid makes things very easy on him. It's not just his scheming. It's a lot of it. But it's also an understanding of what types of route runners and what types of players win down the field or win at different receiver positions, how you can use them creatively. If they're in on a guy like Hopkins, I think, oh, they're in on it. I should be on that too, right? So there are a million reasons to want to be in on Hopkins. But I do think the Kansas City part of it is worth... It's worth for you to want the Bills to be in on it because Kansas City is. I don't think it's ridiculous of, oh, I only want to do it because the Chiefs do. I think I would listen to you if you said that was the only reason why you wanted to do it. I don't think that's the Bills, but hey, the way Fowler sounds from ESPN, he sounds like the Bills are, they're not, you know, they're not ignoring that fact. 803-0550 is the phone number. As I mentioned, Ken Dorsey in a little bit here. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut and get connected with our fans. What's up, Mike?
How you guys doing?
Good.
I just kind of want to have like one or two questions and then just a thought. Like, do we have any idea of what a possible, I know he'll be on the open market, but what a possible number of a contract can look like? Just because I saw a tweet yesterday, us in Kansas City are right at the bottom in terms of cap space. And I know there's numerous ways to make cap space in terms of restructures, extensions.
Yep.
But I totally agree with you that I don't think we've ever had as good as weapons as the Chiefs, and this would put us over the top. But there's another yep. part of me that obviously if Buffalo wins one Super Bowl and DeAndre Hopkins is on the roster, it was totally worth it. But DeAndre Hopkins is older than Stephon Diggs, so I just don't know. I don't know. I feel in the long run, could it take reps away from younger guys? And I just feel like I'm on the fence because if we sign him, I'll be ecstatic. But the other side of it is it's not just Kansas City that's getting better. It's obviously the Bengals, the Jaguars, the Jets. There's a lot of other teams. And I think I really liked our draft. And I think Kincaid's going to provide, you know, a lot of versatility from the tight end position and moving out to the slot. So I kind of want your opinion of what maybe a contract can look like, maybe just because, you know, Hopkins has said there's been reports he wants good organization, a great defense, and a great quarterback, which he stated, you know, he would love to play with Josh Allen. But then I saw another tweet, don't know how reliable it was, but I did see he's looking for a substantial contract. So he's not, you know, you see Odell Beckham Jr. signed $15 or $18 million, and I think we could all agree DeAndre Hopkins is a better player than him, and we have about, you know, pennies to play with. So I just kind of want your opinion, and, you know, just was curious.
Thanks, Mike. One, I saw a good breakdown from Greg from Cover One on what the contract could look like. Mike Jannetty, Spotrac, kind of a similar type of breakdown, that they could restructure Deion Dawkins and get about $7 million open for this year. They could restructure Tre'Davious White and get about $6 million open for this year. And the Bills can get a contract for Hopkins at around 2 years, $30 million, with a cap hit that could be below $5 million this season. And on the money, that might sound like a lot. I don't think it's that bad. I think the thing you might be thinking in the back of your mind immediately with, hey, 2 years, $30 million, I guess I'm not signing Gabriel Davis. I am someone that believes those two things can coexist. I think the Bills can sign Hopkins and sign Gabriel Davis. I don't really see why one has to stand in the way of the other. The way Brandon Bean structures these contracts, look at every contract he signed. Dawson Knox is one example I've been using. Dawson Knox signed an extension. You know what his cap hit was last year? It's like $3 million. You know what his cap hit is this year? It's like $6 million. Next year, it goes up to 14. The first 2 years, not much. Von Miller was the same thing. Von Miller's cap hit last year was not that much. Stephon Diggs, first couple years of his contract, same thing. Wasn't all that much. Those big cap hits come later in the contract, the way the Bills structure these things. And why would that be any different with Gabriel Davis? Why wouldn't Gabriel Davis sign an extension and, not a big cap hit next year? Like $5 million, something like that. If not even less than that. And Hopkins, nobody thinks he's signing more than a 2 year deal. So I would have 2 years, the Bills would have 2 years of Hopkins and Davis on the same team. Hopkins on a small cap hit this year, Davis on a rookie contract. Next year, Hopkins on a bigger cap hit, but Davis still on a small cap hit because it's the first year of his extension. Cap-wise, I see no reason why those two can't coexist. Von Miller, by the way, is looking for him as another example. Is Von Miller's cap hit last year was $5 million. This year, it's $8 million. Next year, it's $24 million. So maybe that's a further point here. Knox being a bigger cap hit next year and Miller being a bigger cap hit next year, you know, maybe that's your reason for not thinking that contract for Hopkins can work. But a lot of these cap guys seem to think it can fit. And I don't think Davis impedes that. I think you can go into this year with Diggs, Hopkins, and Davis and be in the best shape they maybe will ever be in terms of weapons with Josh Allen as their quarterback. It's tough to replicate what the Bengals and the Dolphins have done and the Eagles have done. These teams that have two premier wide receivers. And the Bills have one premier wide receiver and another good wide receiver in Gabriel Davis. And to me, as long as you have Gabriel Davis and you want to pay him, you're only going to have two avenues to getting that stud number two. Because Davis is fine, right? He's a fine number two. He's probably even top half of the league as a number two wide receiver. But you can do better. How can you do better? You only have two paths. First round rookie. Board's got to fall right for you. We've been doing that round and round for a couple years now. First round rookie, and you hit on the pick. Or you take a shot at an aged all-pro level receiver, Hall of Fame guy, like Hopkins at 30 years old, 31 years old, and hope that he's still got enough left in the tank. Because you're not trading for a guy like Calvin Ridley. You're not trading for Brandon Ayuk. You're not trading for A.J. Brown. It's not happening. Tyreek Hill. They're not going to be able to do that. So this is your way to do it. The way to get to match Miami with Hill and Waddle, and to match Cincinnati with Chase, Higgins, and Boyd. The way to do that is this. And the reason I am so invested and want to see the Bills pull this off is I feel like there's a good chance, especially with Diggs' age being the way it is, that they might never have a receiving duo this good if they don't get Hopkins now. And that's not, again, a criticism of the Bills. It's just, it's rare to have an opportunity to have two receivers like this. And you can make the targets work. I brought up the Bengals. Chase had 134 targets for the Bengals last year. Higgins had 109. The Dolphins, Hill had 170. Waddle had 117. You can do it. Carl in Florida is next up. What's up, Carl?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah, everything you're saying, I completely agree with. I would love to see Hopkins here. I hope the contract does work for us. The biggest thing is about guys like Kincaid or Shakir. I want to see them really step up to the point where we can look at that Gabe Davis contract and be like, do we really need this to put on the cap? I want to see Brandon Bean work some magic. And in honor of Josh Allen's new love life, Brandon Bean, he's our flashlight, and he's getting us through the night. Goodbye.
Thank you, Carl. We're going to take a timeout here. Ken Dorsey, hopefully when we come back. If not, we'll get to him, get to the Bills offensive coordinator as soon as he comes. We'll take more phone calls at 803-0550. He mentions Shakir, and he mentions Kincaid. I want to get to that. I want to get to how I would see this Bills offense breaking down target-wise, roles, who's on the field, what types of personnel, how it would look. Hopkins on this offense. I think that is super interesting. We'll get to that, but also to the Bills offensive coordinator, ideally when we come back here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.